DPS recognizes courageous acts at August PSC meeting. Texas Border Business, Austin, Texas. The Public Safety Commission, PSC, along with Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, Director Stephen McCraw, recognized the service of several Texans at the PSC meeting at DPS headquarters in Austin. Commissioners and Director McCraw presented one Medal of Valor, 3 Director's Awards, 5 Lifesaving Awards, a Donna Unit Citation. These awards highlight some of the most selfless acts of heroism in Texas, said Director McCraw. The stories of the individuals who were recognized this morning show just a glimpse of the passion Texans both inside and outside of the department have for keeping people across our state safe. We are truly fortunate to have such a remarkable group of people making a difference in their communities. The following people were recognized. Medal of Valor. The Medal of Valor is the highest award presented by DPS, and is given to someone who intelligently distinguishes themselves at the risk of his or her own life. It must be the type of deed which, if left undone, would not subject him to any justifiable criticism. The act must be far above and beyond the normal call of duty. On October 17, 2023, a staff sergeant within the Texas Rangers Special Operations Group was alerted of a multi-agency pursuit involving 2 armed suspects who fired multiple gunshots at officers, including one from the San Benito Police Department. He immediately responded and maneuvered his patrol car past other pursuing units, intentionally placing himself in danger by moving closer to the suspect vehicle. Using his patrol rifle, he shot through his windshield to deflate the suspect's left rear tire. Traveling at speeds over 100 miles per hour, the suspect continued to evade toward the Brownsville port of entry, a populated area with many pedestrians and heavy vehicle traffic. This staff sergeant then successfully initiated a pit maneuver on the suspect's vehicle, causing it to spin out and stop. Afterward, he pinned the suspect vehicle against a fence with his patrol unit, and the 2 suspects fled on foot into a neighborhood. One suspect was quickly apprehended by the staff sergeant. While another Texas Highway Patrol trooper completed the arrest of the first suspect, he moved toward an alley area in search of the second. During the manhunt, DPS Aircraft Operations Division assisted officers on the ground in tracking the second suspect and located him at a nearby residence. Unaware of whether the suspect was armed, he jumped a fence and entered the yard to find the suspect hiding between a water heater and house. At significant risk of harm to himself, the staff sergeant approached the individual to physically remove and arrest him. Tragically, gunfire from the suspect's vehicle also resulted in the death of a San Benito police officer. In recognition of the courageous and exemplary way he honored his law enforcement duties during a life-threatening situation, this staff sergeant was awarded the Medal of Valor. Director's Award. On May 29, 2024, a citizen suddenly became unresponsive during a Texas Senate hearing at the state capitol. The individual was removed from his seat and placed on the floor for care by 2 bystanders. Laura Rogers, who was attending the hearing, immediately began a medical assessment and determined the individual was experiencing agonal breathing and had a faint pulse. Without hesitation, Ms. Rogers began CPR compressions while an AED was retrieved. Ms. Rogers continued CPR for 7 minutes and the patient was shocked 3 times before EMS arrived. Upon their arrival, Ms. Rogers provided EMS personnel with essential information about the patient before transporting him to a local medical center. The patient's condition later improved and he began breathing on his own. In recognition of her significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Laura Rogers was awarded the Director's Award. Lifesaving and Director's Award. On April 5, 2024, while driving over the John Arredondo Bridge in Rosenberg, Special Agent Paul Struve, Houston, noticed an individual sitting on the bridge rail with her feet hanging over the edge. Believing this individual was preparing to jump, Struve quickly turned his patrol vehicle around and radioed the Rosenberg Police Department for additional support. When officers arrived, Struve and Officer Andrew Folds, Rosenberg Police Department, climbed over the concrete barricade that divided the bridge's road from the pedestrian sidewalk to get closer. The subject, a juvenile, was sobbing loudly and strong winds were causing her hair to conceal her face. After attempts to speak with the subject were unsuccessful, Struve and Folds used the strong winds to their advantage by approaching the subject from behind, grabbing her by the shoulders and taking her off the bridge to safety. She was then taken to a hospital for evaluation. In recognition of their significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Special Agent Paul Struve was awarded the Lifesaving Award. And Officer Andrew Folds was awarded the Director's Award. Lifesaving and Director's Award. On March 13, 2024, Trooper Brian Pena, Amarillo, responded to a two-vehicle crash in Dallam County. When he arrived on scene, he observed a woman on the ground with a severe arm injury. Fortunately, Brandon Johnson, an Air Force veteran with first aid training, had stopped at the scene of the crash prior to Trooper Pena's arrival. Using his first aid training, Mr. Johnson applied a makeshift tourniquet and used quick clot to control the bleeding. Trooper Pena assessed the situation and determined a second tourniquet was needed. While the application of the tourniquet was extremely painful, Trooper Pena remained calm and provided the woman with comfort and reassurance. Once the bleeding was under control, the woman was placed in a recovery position until EMS arrived. In recognition of their significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper Brian Pena was awarded the Lifesaving Award. And Brandon Johnson was awarded the Director's Award. Lifesaving Award. On April 8, 2024, while conducting counter-surveillance around the state capitol grounds, Special Agent Garrett Ray, Austin, discovered an unresponsive male subject. In a covert surveillance capacity without medical supplies, Ray immediately called for assistance. Once help arrived on scene, it was determined the subject was experiencing a narcotic overdose and a dose of Narcan was administered. Showing no signs of improvement following the first dose, a second dose of Narcan was administered. After the second dose, the subject was placed in the recovery position, where his respiration stabilized and he regained consciousness. EMS assumed medical responsibility and transported the subject to the hospital. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Special Agent Garrett Ray was awarded the Lifesaving Award. Lifesaving Award. On November 13, 2023, Trooper Scott Lewis, Freeport, was monitoring visitors and employees as they entered and exited the state capitol. Trooper Lewis noticed a man lean toward the table, appearing to lose his balance. As Lewis asked the man if he was all right, the man collapsed on the floor. Lewis immediately eased the subject to the ground, began a medical assessment and determined he was not breathing. Sergeant Dakota Keenan, Capitol, arrived and immediately began CPR as Lewis delivered a shock from an AED. The subject regained a pulse and started breathing. EMS arrived on the scene and transported the subject to a medical center. In recognition of their significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Sergeant Dakota Keenan and Trooper Scott Lewis were awarded the Lifesaving Award. Lifesaving Award. On October 6, 2022, DPS personnel were attending high-risk vehicle stop training when Trooper Ed Holt suffered a sudden cardiac arrest. Trooper Holt had not displayed any signs of discomfort but began to aspirate after a training scenario. Sergeant Mike Garza and Sergeant Freddie Duran rushed to remove Trooper Holt from the vehicle and placed him on the ground. When Trooper Holt stopped breathing, Sergeant Garza immediately began chest compressions. At the same time, Duran contacted 911 and passed the phone to Trooper John Moorman to provide dispatch with information about their location and the medical emergency. Duran retrieved an AED from his vehicle and applied it to Holt in between chest compressions. Lieutenant Juan Spivey, Sergeants Heath Bell and Sean Drotti, and Troopers Damon Williams, Brian Dorsey and Stephen Nall, who were all at the scene, assisted with CPR rotations and coordinated the emergency response. Upon arrival, EMS assumed medical care and transported him to a local hospital for further treatment. In recognition of their significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Lieutenant Juan Spivey, Brian, Sergeants Mike Garza, Harlingen, and Heath Bell, Texarkana, Ranger Sean Drotti, Snyder, Sergeant Freddie Duran, San Marcos, and Troopers John Moorman, Kerrville, Damon Williams, McKinney, Brian Dorsey, Waxahachie, and Stephen Null, Granbury, were awarded the Lifesaving Award, Unit Citation Award. In October 2009, the Texas Department of Public Safety Bicycle Patrol Unit, Capitol, began as a pilot program under the Texas Highway Patrol with six troopers. After their initial training, the unit's first deployment was at a college football game, where they apprehended a suspect involved in a stabbing at a tailgate party. This incident would solidify the unit's place in the department. Since becoming a full-time unit in 2016, the Bicycle Patrol Unit is now the go-to unit to separate opposing crowds during rallies, protests, and general gatherings across Texas. Today, the Bicycle Patrol Unit remains the premier unit at the Capitol Complex, providing highway patrol duties, community policing, complex security, training, and school visits. The unit has also been deployed outside of the Capitol Complex to assist other law enforcement agencies with high-profile events across the state. The Bicycle Patrol Unit exemplifies teamwork, professionalism, and dedication. Their presence at community events, schools, and neighborhood gatherings has fostered positive relationships and promoted safety awareness. In recognition of their hard work and dedication, the Bicycle Patrol Unit, including Guy Hoffman, Dorian Turner, Michael Tells, Gabriel Macias, Tony Rico, Burke Ray, Ramiro Brito, Andrew Meyer, Thomas Goodson, Jason Galaviz, Tim Gage, Jose Montemayor, Nick Salzer, Stephen Smallwood, Jesse Chambers, Marvin Mighton, Michael Ryson, Joseph Osborne, Brandon Zealous, Joseph Stewart, Nathaniel Head, Adrian Castillo, Joshua De La Garza, Brian Fife, Evan Nazarino, Marcos Damian, Paul Martin, and Scott Bracklesburg, is awarded the unit citation.